Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is Shelley Antine speaking to you about the week beginning on Monday, the 6th of September, and ending on Sunday, the 12th of September. And I have come to a conclusion, and things are going to be shifting around a little bit in terms of my forecasts and podcasts and stuff. Before I go to a regular podcast platform to do these, I'm going to be giving a different type of report. This is going to be the last one that's calling out all the aspects and the time that they take place in Eastern, because I have discovered that it's probably more beneficial for me to say what's the major issue is of the week, and even in certain days, let you know which days you're going to experience a good flow and which days you're liable to run into difficulty. People seem to be more responsive to that type of communication. So I'm just letting you know this, and because we're coming into a new moon in Virgo on Monday, that comes in at 8:52 p.m. Eastern, and I have done a separate podcast describing this event, so you'll have to listen to all that information on that 15-minute piece. I'm going to be shortening these considerably, these podcasts, and my title for that Virgo New Moon is Finding the Right Thing, or, you know, what is the thing that really works, and it isn't just what works for other people, but what works for me also in terms of time spent and, you know, reward for that time. So that's what's going on as I come into my new moon. I'm looking at releasing things that don't really work for me. So we can expect some changes to be happening here. And on Monday, we started the morning with a beautiful energy of the Venus trine Jupiter energy, and that will be with us as an override for the Labor Day holiday in the United States and Canada, and for the prelude to the Rosh Hashanah, beginning of the new year for the Jewish people, that begins at sundown. It's very possible to have the feeling of good relationship and expand awareness also on Monday, and come into the new moon with your own ideas about what's right, what's the right thing to do for me, for others, etc. Do listen to the podcast. I think you'll get a lot of interesting information out of that, because it also relates powerfully into what has happened in the world. It always does. And we know one of the biggest things that happened over the last couple of days was a law that was passed in Texas. So do listen to the podcast, and that will be really appropriate even after this new moon, because the moon is trine Uranus, and that is Uranus is the electronic media. So that's in the day also. That is actually an aspect that is in the new moon forecast. And as we move through the evening and into the early morning on Tuesday, Virgo moon deals with the fog, the Neptunian fog, until the Eastern time gets it completed by 9:34 a.m. So we know that, you know, whenever we have that issue, we are going to be careful the night before. If you have to set an alarm or you need to take things with you somewhere early that morning, you probably need to make a list. And there could be literal fog that you're dealing with as well. But the day improves until about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You can get a lot of mundane things together and work things to your advantage, flowing well. But, you know, the moon is going to join Mars after 2 o'clock and until 3:30. So the accent on perfectionism and criticism can get into argument if you are dealing with people during that time frame. And then it will ease up and the moon in Virgo can go on her merry way without another aspect and take care of all her organizing needs without anybody else bothering her. Moon in Libra comes in at 11:20 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday. And we have a very good cycle at the beginning of the Libra moon at this time because she's going to spend from 11:20 p.m. on Tuesday evening until 12:30 in the afternoon on Wednesday, moving into a trine to Saturn. So it's a very good time that you've come out of the new moon. Now you start looking at the review. What have you come up with about things you wanted to change, about plans for the future or things that go on in group energies or with friendships and your goals for the future. This is a great time. Libra Moon will be happy to dialogue with others about all of this too. And the Moon will go into the conjunction to Mercury, which is now in Libra also until 9:01 p.m. So that is a great day to be involved with all those communications that you need to start having because you entered a new cycle of a lunar cycle, and we are fast approaching that equinox, which is going to take us to that last quarter of the solar cycle. So it's really a good time to start looking at things that you want to, you know, take a look at deciding, making choices about, you know, even how you're going to be dealing with things as winter comes on, if you're in an area that has winter. And other aspects that have to do with agreements. And so get that done before 9 o'clock Eastern, because then, you know, every month we have a moon in Libra square Pluto in Capricorn. And the law here is also, you know, dealing with those power people in government and stuff, and in our own life. We're dealing with people who don't want to really see anything other than their position. So that is a full cycle from 9 o'clock Wednesday to 5 p.m. Thursday in the Eastern time zone. So you've had your opportunities earlier in the week. Take those and forget about Thursday, late night Wednesday and Thursday during the day. Once you get to 5 o'clock, you have a very quick experience of a moon trine Jupiter. So if you've managed to avoid the conflict, you're celebrating, you know. But then Venus will go join the moon, or actually the moon joins Venus, because the moon is the one that's moving toward it. That happens for the rest of the evening. So the evening turns out really nicely. That can be very romantic, wonderful for relationships, wonderful for the experience of beauty and balance and harmony, wonderful for the arts, all of that, until 12:48 a.m. on Friday, the 10th. Moon is void, of course, after that, and it goes into Scorpio at 2:05 a.m. on Friday, and has its difficult ride. And this is what happens for Scorpio Moon until we get some other planets in a lower degrees of other signs that are compatible with Scorpio, because right now it has to square Saturn and oppose Uranus. And that is pretty much Friday into the wee hours of Saturday morning. So there are obstacles, there are surprising changes, there's big differences in values and who's in control. And all of that energy is taking place on Friday. So be aware of it. If you cannot engage in, you know, the conflict, that's a good idea. If you can't avoid it, try to notice it as fast as you can. Saturday morning, we have a very helpful energy come in with Scorpio Moon sextile Sun in Virgo until 10:08 a.m. Eastern. this is where your harmony comes back and your communications with people, things are working, you can make plans. And then that heavy-duty psychic energy comes in after that with Scorpio Moon trine Neptune in Pisces until 2:50 in the afternoon. So, you know, that can also be great for being in, you know, outdoors water-related areas. But, you know, it's also good for many other things, very creative, as well as getting psychic messages. Overdoing it a little bit, perhaps, from between 3 and 7, a little after 7 on Eastern Time on Saturday. Moon in Scorpio squares Jupiter. And so this is where you want to also understand that there are people who are threatened, definitely threatened by change and expansion of ideas, and so you may be running into that also, because Moon in Scorpio has an instinctive need, you know, to sort of be managing everything, and so it isn't comfy. But after that, Moon will sextile Pluto until 7:13 p.m. and then sextile Mars until 1:33 a.m. So we get into the later hours on Saturday. If you're the Scorpio Moon, you feel back in control. And there are people who are agreeing with you. And, you know, order is restored in the kingdom and all is well. Or at least that's how you feel. In the middle of the night, on Sunday the 12th, that is the a.m. hours of Sunday, the Moon enters Sagittarius, 4:34 a.m. Eastern. And you're in a great cycle again. So you end the week with sextile to Saturn in Aquarius. So once again, plans, far-reaching ideas, all of this is working until 5:18 p.m. And then you can talk to a lot of people about it or get a lot of good, helpful information when Moon in Sag goes to sextile Mercury in Libra. And that is going to be a long aspect that will feature on Monday in the morning. You'll wake up with that one. So people are really ready to explore ideas and come to some, you know, maybe good agreements as well. So that is the first quarter. Yes, because we're going to be going into the second quarter as we move into the week beginning the 13th. And there's going to be shift of planet energies that week because Mars will leave Virgo, which, you know, some people will feel a relief on that. It will enter Libra. So we'll be talking about that next week. What is that like, having Mars in the sign, the god of war in the sign of peace, you know? Very interesting. And we are going to have Madam Venus is also shifting. And let's see. Did she shift and I forgot to tell you? Goodness. Where are you? Oh, yes. Terrible. Friday the 10th. That's when she shifts in the afternoon. Venus enters Scorpio, 4:39 p.m. I've written whole page articles just on this because this is, you know, when you go to that sign, that's intense, deep Scorpio, and you put the goddess of love there and the goddess of values there, you know, you have all kinds of possibilities from the lowest of the low, revenge, jealousy, suspicion, you know, promiscuous and unthinking sexuality, you know, stuff like that. Or you have, you know, a little bit less intense experience, but you do want to be in control. Your feelings are very deep. You know, you once you let somebody in, you're going to be stuck with them for a while. Or you go to the highest level where you are working with your heart through this intensity and allowing yourself to be a healing influence in many ways. Not getting overly attached to it will be the issue there. You know, sometimes we help people and we can't let go of what we are doing and let them just live. So this is going to be Venus in Scorpio, and she's going to be valuing things that have to do with, the mysteries of life. You know, this could be a great time for you to start studying astrology or another subject like that. And if you want to do that, you can study that with me. But you also have, you know, the highest and lowest levels of where money might be spent. And some of those higher levels could also take you into the healing arts of some level. The psychic is one, but also psychology is another, you know, and we can be valuing those types of practices as well, and management of resources, taking a look at things like loans and, you know, maybe spending some money on insurance or, you know, and having to look at income tax ideas and stuff like that, because that's the realm, but also so is inheritance and all the shared resources of different partnerships, business and personal. So we'll be focused on that with the goddess of love as she moves through Scorpio. And so the following week is, I guess, where we start getting our aspects to her. That's why I wasn't like really noticing her move. But we'll get those aspects as we go into that next phase. And let's see. Venus in Scorpio. You know, she's such this time of the year as we start to love the autumn also with Venus in Scorpio, definitely helps us do that because it's transformation Scorpio. So get out there and see those trees, get the views of the leaves that are starting in September. Some of them are. So we have her in Scorpio until the 7th day of October, when she is going to come out and play more in the sign of Sagittarius. So, all right, I'm glad I had that little moment because it will be the Mars in Libra shift. And it's interesting because they're kind of in mutual reception in those signs. Mars is in the sign in Libra that Venus rules, and Mars was the old ruler of Scorpio. So Venus is in, you know, Mars's rulership domain. So they will be getting along because of that, not because of the signs themselves, but because they can understand each other very well. So, all right, there's more to come in the week to come, and good luck with that new moon. Make those intentions and see what happens. And I'll say goodbye for